Welcome to a brand new episode of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Do you remember Patti LaBelle? Just an amazing vocalist, singer. She just certainly in the 80s and 90s, just a huge star. Well, she had a sister who died and left behind a niece and a nephew of Patti LaBelle's. And Ms. LaBelle adopted them. So they're now kind of like her children, even though they're still her niece and nephew. One of them kind of got caught up in a weird political communication scandal, mini scandal. And it turned out that it was revealed that Patti LaBelle's adopted son / nephew was a Republican, a conservative, which Patti LaBelle is not. And she said, well, you don't get to pick your family. So his name is Bill Holt, William Holt. And he is an interesting guy who's lost a lot of friends and even has some strong disagreements with his aunt, Patti LaBelle, and many other relatives because he doesn't think like them. He is gay, obviously Black, and doesn't toe the party line. He is our guest in his very first interview ever. I'm excited to introduce you to him. He's a really interesting person with an interesting point of view. And part of that point of view has to do with, you know, the fact that he's gay. It doesn't make him in favor of transgender women participating in women's sports. And this is where I am proud to say that one woman who does believe in Title IX as it was, separating the sports into two genders, male and female, two sexes biologically, Jennifer Say, former CEO of Levi's, and her brand new company, XXXY Athletics, is sponsoring this edition of the Michelle Tafoya podcast. Now, if you haven't checked out XXXY Athletics, you really owe it to yourself to do so. It is the only athletic brand standing up for the protection of women's sports. And this is more important than it's ever been before because, as we mentioned, Joe Biden has gutted Title IX and eliminated women as a sex-based class. They're just now including trans women, biological men who present as women, identify as women. They're including them in women's sports, women's locker rooms, etc. So there's no better person to lead this effort than Jennifer Say. She was a world-class gymnast, and she exposed abuse in the sport of gymnastics before anyone else. And for that, she suffered. But she ended up being right and redeemed in the end. Then she stood up for opening schools during COVID, and she suffered for it. But again, she was right, even though Levi's said, you got to leave Levi's. Well, now XXXY Athletics is the culmination of everything she's ever done. Standing up for kids, leading Levi's, that world-class clothing brand, and being unafraid to say true but unpopular things and taking the heat for it. If you care about girls and women's sports, check out XXXY Athletics. You will love the quality and the style. This is high-quality clothing. And you'll be choosing a brand that aligns with your values. Go to xx-xyathletics.com. You got to put that dash in there. xx-xyathletics.com. Use the code Michelle75 for free shipping on orders of $75 or more. Michelle75. xx-xyathletics.com. Go check it out. You will be really glad that you did. And you'll love the stuff, by the way. And she's always coming up with new things. So go check it out. Bill Holt is going to chime in on the issues as well, and he is our guest next.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Bill Holt, thank you for joining us. Am I to understand you correctly, because you and I emailed back and forth, is this your first podcast interview?
Yes, it's my first interview of any kind anywhere.
I am so grateful that you agreed to do this. You're an interesting guy, and I follow you on Twitter, and obviously a lot of people do, but some of our listeners may not know a lot about you. So I want to get to the obvious first, in that your mom was Patti LaBelle's sister, correct?
Yes.
And your mom passed away, and that is when Patti stepped in and adopted you legally.
Correct. So me and my sister.
You and your sister. So you are kind of a nephew / son to Patti LaBelle.
Exactly. That's how she puts it, too.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable. She is a phenomenal talent, you know, just an incredible vocalist. But you know what? She's had to kind of go on the record and say, your politics differ. How do you and she navigate that?
Actually, we don't. They pretty much never want to talk about politics because they know that I won't agree with them and that I can bring receipts and justify all my points. So it doesn't really come up.
Well, I maybe more families need to take that approach and they can get along better. But that is interesting you say receipts. How would you, in a nutshell, characterize your political point of view?
My political point of view is that I have one vote, and if this is a democracy, I can give it to whoever I want, and that I wasn't born into a certain political party just because my skin is this color. And I never even knew that that was going on.
You didn't know that the black vote was considered a voting bloc that was primarily in favor of Democrats?
I learned that, but I didn't know that it was mandatory for me to be a part of it.
Well, you've learned that it's not. It's not mandatory. I mean, some people would like to make it so. You know, and Patti LaBelle has said we're very different politically. So she obviously leans Democrat. You do not. What has shaped your worldview that makes your point of view unique in your family?
Well, it started, I think it was back in 2018 when I happened to be walking through a room where CNN was on, and I heard all these Democrat women attacking Justice Kavanaugh. And what they were saying didn't make any sense to me because nothing they were saying had been proven, but they were talking to him as though he had already been proven to be a criminal. And it just started to make me feel sick that this is what people were being sold. So I went to another room and I turned on Fox News to see if it was the same way. And it was completely different. There was no judgment. There was no hate. There was no hostility. So I said, okay, this is where I belong.
It's so interesting because that was such a pivotal moment.
It was.
Clearly, you know, it was, he was a Supreme Court justice nominee by then President Donald Trump. And the left went after him just in a vicious, merciless way.
Right.
And you're right, weren't able to prove anything. Kavanaugh ultimately was put on the bench. But it's interesting to me, and what do you think about the idea that you can turn on one news network and hear one message or point of view, and go to another news network and hear something different, when news, by its, you know, by its definition, is supposed to be objective? What does that tell you?
It tells me that this is a plot they launched years ago and nobody ever picked it up. They decided, or they realized, that the news controls the world and the worldview. And if they just suddenly altered from telling the truth to telling their opinions and their biases, no one would pick it up. And then eventually we get to 2016 and it's all Trump, Trump, Trump. We hate Trump. Nobody picked up on the fact that the television is supposed to tell you who to vote for. You're supposed to make that decision on your own, which is what I did and why I'm such a villain now.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
So at the very heart of our democracy lies a principle we hold sacred, free speech. It is the cornerstone that supports every freedom that we cherish. But in today's digital age, Discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are they're being silenced or overshadowed in mainstream narratives. And that leaves a lot of you feeling voiceless in conversations that are really crucial to our financial independence and our security. And this is where Wealth Protection Research steps in, armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech, committed to giving a voice to the silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. These are the voices that challenge prevailing narratives, especially as we navigate the uncertainties of the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report. This free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media won't touch, and listeners can get it completely free. Text the word IDEAS to 76626 to get your free copy. That's IDEAS. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, then act now. Text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy of this 2024 Election Protection Report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment doesn't think you can handle, but of course you can, and to take control of our financial destinies. Text IDEAS to 76626 to get your free copy now. So you say you're such a villain now. To whom do you think you are a villain?
Well, to all the people I fought with for the past 4 years. As I said on my Twitter, I've lost lifelong friends over my hatred of the Democrat policies and over my resistance to supporting them. So friends, some family. My sister's not speaking to me right now, but that's usual. That's normal, nothing new. He just has a stronger reason right now.
Well, it's interesting. You just said that you dislike the policies, and you didn't talk about the people. And it often seems like people just hate Trump. They don't necessarily talk about his policies. They talk about him. Yes. You're talking about policies. So which Democratic policies really have turned you off?
Well, basically, the last 4 years of Joe Biden, I don't like that they mandate things to me. I don't like that they keep secrets from me. I don't like that I'm expected to go along with everything they do, even if it somehow hurts me or my lifestyle. I don't like illegal immigration. I think a real honest president would have said, hey, guys, we're going to bring in more from different countries. We're going to do it legally. We hope you like it. We hope you don't mind. You wouldn't just open the border one day, not say anything about it for 3 years, and just have people flooding in. That's a security risk. And so I hate that the Republicans don't fight against it.
They don't seem to be fighting hard enough to stop it. So when you present these arguments, which to me sound rational and sane, but maybe some people think I'm the one who's insane, but when you present them, and you present the receipts to these family members and friends who disagree with you, what is their reaction? I mean, do they have a counter argument?
They say, I don't want to talk about politics with you.
Okay.
That's where it ends.
What does that tell you?
That tells me that I'm right and that they know that they're wrong, but they can't admit it.
You know, it's always interesting to hear that people lose friends over politics. Have you gained any new acquaintances or, you know, people that do share your opinions?
Well, not locally. I mean, I've got my friend Joey Manorino, who I hang around with and we travel places. And, you know, he's high up. Well, not high up, but he's a big Republican guy. And he's about it. People I meet through him. But other than that, no.
How has your Twitter following grown since you've become as outspoken as you are?
It seems to be a slow trickle, actually. I think they're doing something with the algorithm again, and I'm not getting out my message as strongly as I used to, but I'm happy with it. It'll pick up again.
You know, so here you have an opportunity maybe to reach an audience that hasn't found you on social media yet, and you say you want to get out your message. What is your message?
my message, as I said before, is that I'm just one guy with one vote. I believe that your home should be the best it can be. America is my home. I want America to be first, not the rest of the world. That's why I go for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is America first. I mean, I don't know what he plans to do when he gets in, but his message speaks to me more so than Joe Biden's, which is vote for me or I hate you.
When you talk about America first, and there's certainly a very strong group of people that agree with you on that, and you see what's been happening lately on college campuses where these protests basically say, you know, from the river to the sea, get rid of Israel. And there's an indication of death to America as well. When you see that growing out of academia in America, what goes through your mind?
That pretty much we've lost our country via the children that we let the Democrat school systems raise. It's all coming apart because they figured out that when we send our kids to school, we don't know what they're being taught. We didn't figure that out until COVID happened, and we started to get a taste of what the kids were learning, and now it's come full spectrum with the college kids. It's like ridiculous that, you know, Kanye was canceled just for saying what he said about Jewish people, but these people are rampaging and taking hostages and being terroristic and with no pushback.
It really is an extreme response that we're seeing, and it rather than being tamped down, it seems to be spreading and growing. Similarly, and you are very openly a gay man. Similarly, this notion of trans women being able to compete with biological women in athletics, and just this growth of trans activism, which seems to me to have really started to grow after the COVID lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your impression of all of that?
That it's yet another political campaign by the Biden administration. He empowers the lunacy. He just changed Title IX to be more supportive of trans women than actual women. And, you know, it's a targeted campaign for some reason against women. And I don't even think they mean it. I think it's all just done for social media, TikTok, and because Joe Biden says, hey, we love you guys.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I wonder if he really understands what he's doing to women's sports. I wonder if he really believes that all of this should be going on, or if he's being manipulated by his administration or trying to act like, you know, he's one of the cool guys. It's a mystery to me. Do you think he really understands what he's doing to women's sports?
I don't think anyone my age or older can support what he's doing because we all have common sense. We were raised to know there's only two genders, men and women. Men should not compete against women. And if they do, women should always expect to lose, which is why we have the division in the sports in the first place. So I really don't think he's doing any of this. I think he's just rubber stamping and pen stroking whatever they put in front of him and then going to eat his pudding and have his diaper changed.
My dog just punctuated that sentence.
Your dog agrees with me.
Hi, So you get to the end of a long day, and the last thing you want to do is go spend an hour or so in the kitchen making dinner. Well, how about quick and easy barbecue? And I'm not talking about takeout here. I am talking about delicious steaks, succulent chicken or fish, healthy grilled veggies cooked in your own Solaire infrared gas grill. This thing is amazing. Solaire grills are hot, fast grills that heat up to 1,000 degrees in, get this, just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. I'm not kidding. I've done it. And that heat locks in juices and flavor, and it grills your food faster. I'm telling you, the char that it puts on steaks, chicken, whatever you're cooking, it's magnificent. It is a veteran-owned, multi-generational family business, and each Solaire grill is made in the USA. Out of quality commercial-grade stainless steel, it will be the last grill you ever need to buy. And you can try it before you buy it. Yes, they'll send you a small one for free so you can give it a whirl, find out how great it is. Just visit besthotgrill.com and you can get their free guide, How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill. I mean, for apartment balconies, backyard entertainment areas, whatever you've got, that's besthotgrill.com. Get a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill. You will want to grill every day. We grill so much more now with this Solaire infrared gas grill. Get your free guide at besthotgrill.com. Don't forget, you can try it before you buy it. besthotgrill.com. Let's get into this election. We've got the former president dealing with a trial that, by most legal experts' account, is a show. There's no crime, and yet here we are. Be that as it may, wherever you fall, there are people who will say, you know, if Trump wins, he'll never leave office. If Trump wins, he'll say what he means. He'll be a dictator on day one. There will be a bloodbath, which he used that term in reference to the auto industry, not anything else. But of course, they took it out of context, that he will get rid of the people, get rid of. I mean, we've had a journalist on MSNBC say there may be no more White House correspondents. I may not be sitting here in my chair next year.
I saw that.
Yeah. So what, when people make that kind of suggestion that we're going to have an authoritarian Hitler-like dictator in DC, how do you respond to them? What would you tell them if you had the chance?
Common sense. We've already had 4 years of Donald Trump, and our lives were much better than they are now. MSNBC's job is to stoke hatred, fear, and racism, so you can't believe anything they say. What were the other points?
Well, just, you know, that he's going to be a dictator and he's going to get rid of anyone who disagrees.
We already have a dictator. We have a dictator who made us wear masks and inject ourselves with chemicals. So what's the terror of another 4 years of Donald Trump when the first 4 years were ideal?
But they're going to say to you, you know, January 6th, that proved that he, you know, he led an insurrection. He tried to change the election. He tried to steal the election. And this is what it always comes back to, it seems to me, when I try to have these civil conversations.
But I've never seen any proof that he tried to summon an insurrection. And a few people know this. I was actually in D.C. on January 6th. I was on the National Mall, and I made it as far as the steps at the bottom of the Capitol before we got bored and turned around, and we were driving home in a car. I was actually with my two Democrat friends who wanted to go and make fun of Trump supporters, and they took me because they just wanted me to see how ridiculous the whole thing was. So we got there. Nobody was speaking. We sang God Bless America, and then we turned around and we left. And while we were in the car on the way home, that's when we heard the trouble was breaking out. And as usual, they're saying without proof, oh, Trump called for this, Trump called for this. But if you look at his last tweet on Twitter, it's like, don't do anything like this.
Yeah, they've got an answer for everything. That's really interesting that you were there and that you went with Democrat friends who wanted to prove to you how silly it all was.
Yeah.
What do you think that they took away from all of that? Did you talk about what you saw?
Yeah, as we were in the car riding, the one guy said, oh, yeah, he told him to fight. It's definitely his fault. And I said, Mr. whatever your name is, I'm sitting here with you, and I didn't hear anything like that. Trump didn't mind control me. Why am I not jumping out of the car to go back and fight? And he wouldn't talk about it anymore.
It's truly interesting that we are all living in the same country, which Joe Biden promised to unite and has done anything but.
But
we all see things so differently. And we're all very, very staunch in our views. Like, you believe very firmly in what you believe. And then there are people who seemingly are normal people in their everyday lives who believe exactly the opposite. And it does seem to me to be something I've never seen anything like it before. But you, back in 2018, this week, the wokeness that you saw, you wrote an article on Medium that I saw about the way that women and men were starting to be portrayed in some of the remakes of shows, in the Marvel, movies.
Yes.
And it struck you as, you said, people think I hate women. I don't. What prompted you to write that?
Well, I consume a lot of media, and there are genres that I liked, and I noticed that I was starting to not like them anymore. I was starting to feel bad watching the portrayals of men. And
bad why?
Because I know that men and women don't relate that way. I know that women are not stronger than men in terms of physicality. I know that women don't hate men the way these female characters were expressing hatred and belittlement of men. And it just made me feel bad. So I started writing about it. And I got banned on certain platforms for expressing myself. But no one has ever proven me wrong. And the same with politics. If you convince me that I'm wrong about Trump, then I will accept the convincing. But you can't, which tells me that I'm right. No one. I've given everyone the chance to prove their point, to prove that Democrats are good, to prove that Democrats are the party that are going to save America. And they never do. They just say, I don't want to talk about politics. So that's how I know I'm right about everything.
Has anyone even come close to making an argument that you find reasonable?
No, they don't try. Because, the left, they're just all mouth, but they can't support anything.
Well, we spent a lot of time on this show talking about free speech because it is so hugely important. It is the basis for all of our freedoms in this country. Lose free speech and we have lost everything. And we have seen people, like our current guest, we have seen speech muted, overshadowed, silenced. So it's this digital age we're living in. And so even discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are being overshadowed in mainstream narratives. And that leaves a lot of people feeling voiceless in those conversations that are really critical to our financial independence and security. Now, this is where Wealth Protection Research steps in. They are armed with a mission that, honestly, I don't think it's ever been more important. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They are defenders of free speech, committed to giving a voice to those who have been silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. These are the voices that challenge the prevailing narratives, especially, boy, as we're heading toward this 2024 election. You're navigating that. You need truth. You need free speech. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report, and it's free. And it's a report that highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media won't touch. And you can get it completely free by texting IDEAS, IDEAS, to 76626. Get your free copy. If you believe like I do in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, you've got to act now. Text IDEAS to 76626 to get your free copy of this 2024 Election Protection Report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment doesn't think you can handle. But of course you can. And to take control of our financial destinies. So text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy now. It's interesting that you and I have touched on MSNBC and some of the bias amongst the way things are portrayed. I don't know if you saw recently, Nancy Pelosi was on with, I believe, Katie Turr was the anchor. And Pelosi said that Donald Trump oversaw the greatest job loss in the history of America. And the anchor responded, well, there was a worldwide pandemic. And she accused her of being a Trump apologist instead of acknowledging the fact that we all know that businesses were shut down. People were sent home. You know, how was there not going to be job losses?
Exactly. And it's this whole threat of dishonesty and fascism where you have to believe what I say. It can only be the way I say, even if I can't prove it. That's the main thing that turns me off about that party. It just feels like the party of Satan.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
All their tools come from Satan's toolbox. Lying, secrets, bullying. None of this is of Jesus or of God. It's just all fascism.
Wow. It's very interesting to meet you and to talk to you and knowing your life experiences and that you are kind of being, you know, isolated from your family because of your political point of view. And certainly, like you said, lost friends. I wish it didn't have to be this way. What do you think, Bill, could unify this country?
I don't think anything can, I'm sorry to say. I mean, maybe an alien invasion or Godzilla, something that we all have to fight together. But short of that, I don't think anything can.
We need a common.
Using the weather against us to keep us apart. Climate change. Climate change exists to go after the people who are pushing climate change. They're the problems on the earth, not us. We're just normal. We respect weather. We respect God. We respect each other. But the left, they are just full spectrum anarchists. And it gets worse each year. I mean, I thought BLM Antifa was bad. But these pro-Palestinian people, they're abominations in my opinion. And it's not on a personal level. It's just they're being told to do a job, and the job is anarchy and destruction, and they're doing it, and the movement is growing, and no one is stopping it. And I have a problem with that.
So if you don't think the country can be unified by anything except, you know, a common enemy that we would all need to fight, and that actually sounds terrifying, what gives you hope at the end of the day? What makes you hopeful?
That Donald Trump will win and at least restore some normalcy. But by the same token, they'll still control the House and the Senate because the Republicans are giving seats back left and right. So it's going to be another 4 years of the same thing he had before. And maybe they'll trot out another pandemic or another disaster to make his term even harder. But I think they will let him win, or he will win on his own, and they won't cheat. But they're going to make it really rough for him, like they do, because that's what politics is. It keeps things going. It doesn't fix anything. That's what I've learned in the past 6 years.
It seems as though the problems are beneficial because people fundraise off of them and
then
just get reelected to solve the problems that they never solve. Because if they solved them, then we wouldn't have problems. And then why do we need them?
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's been a joy meeting you and talking to you again. I think, you know, you got entangled in a really interesting little plot and it pulled your adoptive mom, aunt, into the picture. And here you are. He is Bill Holt and it's H-O-L-T-E. So you can find him on Twitter that way. And Bill, I appreciate your willingness to sit in front of a camera and speak your mind. And
thank
give
you,
your point of view.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
I think you're a voice worth hearing in all this madness. We need, like you said, some common sense. So I appreciate your time. And he is Bill Holt. Find him on Twitter. Where else? Are you on any of the other platforms, Bill?
Not really, because I don't trust them. Twitter, at least I can say what I think. I know Facebook would take me down. And I'd be fighting 24/7 because all the people I know are on Facebook.
Oh, well, again, that's probably a wise choice. But we appreciate your taking the time and hopefully gain you some additional followers because you have some really interesting things to say. And so Bill Holt, BYLHOLTE. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Michelle.
And like I say at the end of every podcast, be brave and do good, and we will see you next time.
Thank you.